silence between two worlds. Umbilical Africa of longing and dreams and pride in belonging. And Berlin, the land of hope, of the unknown and of necessity. I arrived here 10 years ago. At the time, what excited me about Berlin was the fact that for the first time, I questioned my own existence. What makes me a man? What it means to be black in Europe? And what a better place than Berlin to launch an investigation into identity? You can imagine the pleasure it gave and still gives me to spot the Afro air, the full lips and brown skin of that noble people who welcomed me in the cold Berlin winter. But whose African heritage, although only celebrated loud during the carnival of the culture, it was sufficient to make me feel at home. Beside which, it helped me to dispel the thing we most feared, racism. History tells me things can be pretty heavy down here. Friends told me, don't go too far east. And I said, I don't speak the language. So I need to follow my black Berliners. So I can learn to read between the lines. So I can learn how to raise borders. Since it was here, in this city, where Europeans divided Africa, creating borders that divided us. During that conference hosted by Otto von Bismarck. If you want to know, it gives me great pleasure seeing those black Berliners occupying space. Yes. We'll be right back.
What do you call it when rain falls while the sun is shining? I'd probably call that raining cats and dogs. I don't know where that expression came from, but that's what happens when the sun's shining while it's raining. Raining cats and dogs.
que pum pum represent the beast. Pum pum pum, yeah.
We'll be right back.